Welcome to the
Podcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and various different affiliates all around the country. We've got a lot of love for you today, a lot of show. Jeremy Bloom will be coming on, so setting the table early. A lot of NFL, a lot of baseball. This is a great time of year. NFL will tip off, NBA, I should say, will tip off later on this week, and just all around fun. And if you're looking for your fun, well, you know where to find it. Grab your app, grab your Android, grab your iPhone, you know, download, click on Listen Live, and the show is right there for you. And that's an absolutely beautiful thing. Weather's changing, but the habits don't change. You get down to the, you know, the park, walking the dog, you're heading to work, you're dropping the kids off at school, whatever the circumstances are. You got a little bit of time to listen to the radio, listen to this show, and it's literally all about adapting to you and your lifestyle. So, you know, with radio on the go in mind, that's what it's about. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, all your devices. It's, you know, you can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button if you're sitting at your desk already. It's a little early for most people, but you never know. You're sitting there trying to get some work done, maybe in the overseas markets. Well, guess what? We're right there for you. And everything's live. And if you decide you see an interview that you want to check out, you know, like today we're going to be doing Jeremy Bloom, well, go check out the, you know, archives. You can get them all. Most important, that's the access is really all yours. For us, we have the American Forces Radio Network, which we're a very big part of. Hefe started it, traveled into, took care of his business, established a relationship, and we continue it to this day. These guys and girls are out there literally protecting our six while we're settling in, sitting, you know, having a coffee, whatever the circumstances are. Well, do yourself a favor. You're out there, you see one of these guys or girls in uniform, buy them a sandwich. Thank them. You know, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever the circumstances are, and then be on your way because they're heading towards the inferno while we're running away from it. Let's tap out. We'll be back with more right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Jeremy Bloom, 20 after the hour, and we'll be talking to him. Going to break a little early here. And football and baseball and all kinds of stuff. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. There's all kinds of good stuff going on. We have everything from Giants dropping 0-5 to Jerry telling his players he disrespect the flag, he won't play. J.J. Watt gets hurt. He has a tibial fracture. There's a Dolphin assistant who likes cocaine more than his $2.3 million a year job. All kinds of stuff. Fun. Let's go to the baseball. And we'll have a little bit of fun with that. Then we'll get to Jeremy, and then we'll move on from there. Two teams staving off elimination last night. Red Sox took care of their business 10-3 against the Astros, and the Yankees shutting out the Indians 1-0 as they finally got vintage Tanaka out of him. And I have to say I'm impressed by both teams because I thought both teams were going to lose. I really did. The Astros are just on a serious roll, and they're one of the better teams in baseball right now, and if not the best team in baseball. And Red Sox were reeling after getting pounded, but they came back and pounded the Astros. And in the Yankees, in literally one of the losing game two in Cleveland when they had it in control, and their manager flat out lost it for them. He can dance and juggle and do everything he wants to do to dance around it. But in the reality, he lost that game for them. I mean, the players still have to execute, obviously, but it wasn't good. With Houston and the Red Sox, they did their job. And David Price, who I don't want to say he's been a disappointment. He was very good for them last year. This year there were injuries involved, but he rehabbed. He didn't complain about his role coming out of the bullpen. And when Houston got off to the 4 solid innings of good, solid pitching. I mean, in those kind of instances, you literally try to keeping them in the game. I mean, playoffs are just different. They're just different. You know, Kelly came out and gave him an inning. Strikeouts. And he just made sure that it wasn't going to go any further for Houston. And Houston just got lit up. It was just one of those. Francisco Liriano lasted a third of an inning. Lance McCullers was not effective in the time he was in there. Devenski was, he didn't even get a batter out. So all around good stuff. Bogart still without a hit. They managed to get it done. Mitch Moreland, the unsung hero, and Hanley Ramirez, who is just steady as a rock, they got it done. The kids aren't really showing up yet. Devers finally got a couple of hits yesterday. Altuve, he continues to light it up, but yesterday it was non-impact stuff. All singles. And they had their chance. They got off to the 3-0 start, but immediately shut down from there. It was good job. In a second, answered with three, and then blew it open with six in the seventh innings. You know, you look at the 10-3, and it looks, oh, okay, they were comfortable. Well, they really weren't. They really weren't, not going into the seventh inning. But that was a big inning for them. And Devers' home run, doubled by Moreland. I mean, it was, you know, good stuff going on. Ramirez with three RBIs. Jackie Bradley Jr. with a big hit as well. So, they're alive. And that's, you know, all you're looking to do at this point. Stay alive. They managed to do it. Yankees managed to do it. Not so bad. So, all right, so we're going to tap out Robert next hour. Okay, so they moved it. Thank you, Robert. well, so we're going to the regular time. All right, cool. I can break this down a little further. Jeremy Bloom will be joining us, but evidently in the next hour. Not what I mean. My email said, but hey, we'll roll from there. You know, it when you look at these series, the ebb and flow, give and take. Houston, and again, you know, it's baseball, man. People win games. As we said, going into playoffs, any of these teams, any of them, could win this. And these athletes don't quit. Now, did I expect Boston to win? No, I didn't. Did I expect New York to win? No, I didn't. But they did manage to take care of their business. See, the problem with what's going on with Boston right now is that their kids aren't producing. Now, Jackie Bradley Jr. had the big hit yesterday. But with his home run. And that really blew it open. But Bogaerts isn't hitting. Pedroia is obviously struggling and he's hurt. Benedetti, you know, you're sitting in a three hole and you're hitting 167. You know, Mookie's hitting, but he's striking out a lot and he's not hitting with any impact. You know, thank God for the veterans if you're Boston, because Moreland and Ramirez have been getting it done the whole series. They need to have everybody else catch up. You look at their pitching. Fister, inning and a third, four hits, three runs. Not bueno. Of course, he was matched by Peacock, who went 2.2. Six hits, three runs. You know, this is something that definitively has changed in baseball. And that is the short leash. With the quality of the bullpens and everybody coming in throwing 100 miles an hour, they could care less. And that is exactly what's been going on in all the series. But with that being said, you know, particularly now, and if you're in the position of the Yankees or you're in the position of the Red Sox, the fact that you have guys who can just go lights out at 100 miles an hour or completely just bring it and give you that length that you need makes it a whole hell of a lot easier to perform. And when you're a manager, you almost have no choice in it. If you don't, you're going to end up getting criticized. I mean, look what happened with Girardi. I mean, this was, he went by the book. He went completely by the book, and the book bit him. But really doesn't matter. They have to do it. And I get it. But you know, if you're a starter, you almost have to change your philosophy. A lot of these guys, they go in with a plan. First inning, I'm going to bring it. First inning, I'm going to be off speed. First inning, I'm going to do this. Just, it doesn't matter anymore. Bust it as hard as you can because you're going to get pulled. You give up three hits and a run, you're out. So, speaking of out, let's hit the break. We're going to tap out for a couple minutes, and when we come back, more baseball. We'll go from the Red Sox to the Yankees, who managed to survive themselves. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All right, we're back. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the attack. And at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking some baseball here. Another day for the Red Sox. And you know, they could even it out. I mean, you really need to grab one of the first two games. But with that being said, hey, you survived at home. You're still at home. It'll be a raucous Red Sox crowd going forward. And you know something? Why not? I don't think so, but why not? The hell do I know? Obviously, in football, not very much. Good Lord, I'm having a bad year. But they played today. at 1 o'clock, weather permitting. Nationals go at 4 o'clock with the Cubs. Indians go at 7 o'clock with the Yankees. And the Lumberjacks, I mean the Diamondbacks, go at 10 o'clock with the Dodgers, where Yu goes up against Zach Greinke. And we'll get to that at some point in time. But because I question Torrey Lovello's use of Zach Greinke. He's your best pitcher that loves to be. He threw 40 pitches in the play-in game. Should have started him in game two. And that's not hindsight. I said it during the preview. However, back to yesterday and back to the Yankees. Not much to talk about here in the aspect of, hey, there wasn't a ton of offense, no key plays, no managerial decisions where you had to scratch your head. Greg Burtz hits a solo home run in the seventh, and the Yankees win 1-0. And Tanaka was brilliant. 7 Ks, 1 walk. And for those of you who don't know what's going on with Masahiro Tanaka, he's had a bad tendon in his elbow for 3 years now. He just refuses to get surgery. He adapted his pitching. And, you know, they've managed to get mileage out of him, which is just outstanding. But, you know, he's basically pitching on a thread. And sometimes you get really bad Masahiro Tanaka, and sometimes you get really good Masahiro Tanaka. And this was no exception. He was just brilliant. Shut down the Cleveland hitters. Bird hits the home run, and then it's pretty much the game. And by the way, all 6'7" of Aaron Judge taking away a home run out in right field. In the seventh. And that was enough for Girardi. It's about Judge. And he, you know, quite frankly, he's so big and he's so powerful. And everything's about the home runs and the strikeouts with him. People don't understand with him. He is an extraordinary athlete. Extraordinary. And he runs the bases really well. Yeah, he's not fast. He's not Usain Bolt. But he runs the bases really well. He hit a couple of steals this year. You don't want him stealing. He's too valuable. He's a very strong arm. And that 6'7" saved him. Or saved Tanaka. Yesterday. You know, the Yanks bullpen got it done. They didn't hesitate. He went right back. Joe Girardi went right back to the guys that, you know, had been there before. Aroldis Chapman with an inning and two-thirds save. So Joe went a little away from the book, finally. But Robertson in the eighth got one out, walked a guy, boom, out. No messing around. Joe manages tight. And Indians, same thing, except Andrew Miller took the loss this time. The home run he gave up to Bird. But Olson was rock solid. Smith was the invigorated Joe Smith. What are you talking about, getting somebody off the scrap heap? Carrasco was good in his 5 2/3. And Tanaka was brilliant. You know, as simple as that. And the Yankees, again, you try to just now the Yankees have to go back to Luis Severino tonight in Yankee Stadium, and Trevor Bauer, who was brilliant in his first game, comes back on 3-day rest. Now, Bauer said, you know, I consider this normal rest. I like pitching on short rest. So, and again, Francisco Lindor almost tying it up, and Judge just taking it away in the sixth. And it was but when you're that size, yellow. You know, you can't beat that. But they live to fight another day. They're getting some really good baseball. I mean, I'd be curious to see how the ratings are. Because they should be really good. Tonight, you know, again, it Washington, which had the home field advantage with their game, and I'm going to go to the early game, later game first. They got a hell of a good series that's going to go on there. Would I say this one's going to go to five? Yeah, probably. It's Scherzer goes today. With the rest. If he's all right, they'll be fine. If not, and Quintana goes for the Cubs. As I said, I think it's a shame because, look, I know the Dodgers are going to probably beat the Diamondbacks, but the Cubs and the Nationals. The shame of the two of them having to match up in this round because somebody's going to go home unhappy and probably not deservedly so. Some of the great young stars of the game on both rosters, defending champs in the Cubs. Nationals trying to get out of the divisional series for the first time in forever. You know, it's a good matchup. It's a real good matchup. And, you know, we'll see. Now, with Scherzer, he hasn't pitched since September 30th. You know, he's got plenty of rest. They were careful with it. He calls it a tweak. Now, when they were interviewing him yesterday, because, you know, you got to overkill it. He said, look, I'm confident that I'll be good to pitch on this one. We'll find out. And he talked. It's a good matchup. It's a real good matchup. As far as the earlier game. Now, first of all, we'll see about the weather because they're talking rain. It's going to be 70 degrees. You know, will that affect Charlie Morton, Rick Porcello? Porcello's had a great year. He's just rock solid. Just is. And, you know, for those of you who forget, you know, ye old curse of the Red Sox, it's in the rearview mirror, the whole thing. You know, last 4 years, Red Sox haven't won a playoff game. So, they're trying to stay alive. It has to be a little bit satisfactory that they were, you know, down 3-0 and managed to come back. Because it did look pretty. And, you know, we'll see. Pacella's 1-1 with a 5.49 against Houston. But he did have a scoreless inning in game one. We'll see. Let's tap out. We'll be back. A little more preview right after this short timeout. I'm Blackie or not. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So for your telephone number of The Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. So at 1 o'clock today, Red Sox and the Astros, and we'll see how that plays out. I think it's just a fait accompli for the Astros, but that's just because they're that good of a bait. The rest of the schedule for today, and it is a full schedule, as we talked about, Cubs going to town at 4 o'clock at Wrigley, and then the Yankees and the Indians in primetime, 7 o'clock. I mean, could the Yankees theoretically grab this? Yeah, they could. I mean, hell, I picked them to win the series. Boy, did he get booed yesterday. You know, it Bauer on short rest, and Severino having to redeem. And for those of you who don't remember, you know, in the play-in game, Severino got lit. So he's rested. He's got something to prove. And we'll figure it out. But, I mean, the Yanks are in there. They're young. Maybe they're too dumb to realize the pressure. And I mean that in the old athletic way of, you know, when you're young and you've never been there before, you either do one of two things. You either choke or you loosey-goosey. And I mean, you look at yesterday's game, and it could have gone that way. Very easily could have gone that way. Because it was a tight ball game. You know. But like I said, I'm curious to see how Severino responds, because regardless of what, and God knows, they're using these bullpens to the max, but regardless of what Severino wants to do, and he was talking about how in the start in the wild card game, he had everything. Changeup was working, slider was working. And going that direction. And this was a guy, you know, this was no fluke. Second half, he was 9-2 with a 2.28. And overall, he was 14-6 with a 2.98. You pitch under 3 ERA in the American League, you're getting it done. He's got a 2-1 with a 2.49 against the Indians. I mean, he's got a lot of arm. And again, young guys, you know, sometimes they learn. Sometimes they just choke again. We'll find out. Yanks played great defense yesterday. Their defense was outstanding and saved them the game. But they didn't hit. It would do them a world of good to jump out to a big lead in this game and put pressure on Cleveland. You know, we'll see. Like I said, Bauer, in his first game matchup, he was just lights out. A walk, 8 strikeouts, 2 hits in his 6 2/3. I mean, that's as dominant as you can get. The only thing, though, and now again, Cleveland played well on the road. Anytime you're above 500 on the road, you get it done. They were 84-81. That's not right. Yankees were dominant at home. Oh, it's the run line performance. Okay. 84-81 away and 91-75 for the Yankees. So, I mean, you know, it's amazing. Girardi's going through that experience right now where you live as a genius and you walk as a dog. And he's walking as a dog right now. Man, the fans were nasty yesterday. Pretty amazing. Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Well, they saved Zach for home for a reason. I guess they're going to find out whether it was the right reason. Like I said, I don't like Lavella's choice in this. Greinke's record in Dodger Stadium is unbelievable. And Robbie Ray just didn't have it. I would have liked to have seen Robbie Ray at home. But You know. A little bit scary for the Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw. I mean, he got off the schneid with his first postseason victory, but, you know, it was ugly. He gave up 4 home runs. And the problem here right now is Arizona's pitching just is not giving them much of a chance. And we'll see. You know, Greinke was no lights out either. The last time he pitched at the old Bob Chase Field now. He had a 6-0 lead and gave up 5 hits and 4 runs before they pulled him out. I guess I'll go Greinke here. Darvish was okay this year. I mean, he was on a bad Texas team. So his overall was 10-12, but he was not great with the Dodgers as well. He was 4-3. But the one time he was at Chase Field, he was dominant. Struck out 10 in 5 innings. And they opened up some whoop. So we'll see. I don't know. I picked Arizona to win this series on a hunch more than anything else. Plus, I didn't know which Dodger team was going to show up. But their bats have shown up. You know, if you're going to say anything, their bats have shown up. And middle of the lineup is getting it done. 4-0 how it plays out for some players sometimes. Justin Turner, who basically is a journeyman. I mean, Mets let him go. He had, and you could see he could hit a little bit when he was up here in New York, but when they let him go, there wasn't a person that said, oh my God, this is somebody we have to keep. Now he's an all-star. He hits 3rd in their lineup, and he's clutch. But, and Yasiel Puig's been showing up in this series. Hitting 556, getting it done in right field, got clutch RBIs. It's not all swinging for the fences. So, I don't know, Dodgers close it out? Probably not. Probably end up going to game 4 before they do that, but we'll see. But the Dodgers are raking, and all things being equal, you hit, particularly in this era where everybody's a relief pitcher and everybody's doing whatever. We'll see. But I like their chances. I'll be going highlights on this, by the way, because I ain't staying up that late. And we'll see whether or not anybody gets eliminated as we push towards November. Like I said, I want to see. Is Joe Girardi's managing without a contract? And, you know, he was on a 4-year deal. And they're not, I don't think the Yankees are going to make their decision on what happened in game 2. You know, don't forget, the guy has a ring. And he's been a steady hand in putting these guys into position to win. But he did acknowledge yesterday, and, you know, unfortunately, managing going into a contract year. He didn't make the challenge. He pulled CeCe at 77 pitches. And he's got a reputation, deserved or undeserved, for managing tight. And that's literally from game one till game 162. But they win. You know, he was manager of the year with the Marlins when they had, you know, literally me and Joe Spano playing second base and shortstop. You know, he had Aroldis Chapman come up to him and apologize for liking a user's comment on Facebook. No, I'm sorry, it was on Instagram. Calling Girardi an imbecile. Chapman said it was an accident. I mean, he got lit up on social media. This was no accident. And you know, you look at his track record. He's been the manager now for 10 years with the Yankees. That's a long run. He got him to the World Series and won it in 2009, and he's had six other playoff appearances. And this is while the team was going through transition from the core four to a new group. You know, it's funny, these people that write articles for the websites, and doesn't matter where you are, they the core of Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Greg Bird, and Luis Severino. Yeah, you're leaving out one important person in there, Didi Gregorius, who's the MVP on his team and is 27 years old. That's part of that core, baby. Now, I know they're talking homegrown and everything. I get that. But the decision remains. You know, is he the guy to lead you forward? And there's going to be heat either way. There's going to be people that get into it should they let him go. That say, well, you know, you're letting him go based on one thing. Which won't be the case, of course. And if he's retained and they get eliminated in this series, which is probably going to happen, they're going to say, what are you doing? This is the guy that blew the series for us. He's not the guy to lead this team. Well, we'll continue it right after this short timeout. I'm Black, you're not. Let's tap out. Pay attention here. It pays the bills.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, and again, the Yankees are on the verge of being a real good team for a real long time. The core doesn't have to get paid yet. They're supplementing with, you know, being able to pay certain players in certain positions. They've got a nice mix of veterans and youth. You know, they're going to have to pay for their pitching somewhere down the line. But the question is whether or not Joe Girardi is the guy to lead them going forward. And like I said, they booed the hell out of him. He's tough. He can take it. You know, but it's one game spread out over a 10-year career. He manages tight, overuses his bullpen. It's the same critiques that happen in every city with every single manager. But he's won. Playoffs 6 times in 10 years with a World Series title. That's winning. And considering the Yankees, and I know it sounds weird, but they don't spend like they used to spend. I mean, they've got a couple of really bloated contracts on that team. But they don't spend like they used to spend. And they did it through their farm system and accumulating other pieces by trading off the Andrew Millers of the world and people like that. And so they've got a big question out there. And by the way, who's going to come in and be better than him? You know, we'll see. They can answer a lot of it if they come back and win the series, but I don't think that's going to happen. Well, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's tap on the brakes, go to the news, and when we come back, we'll have more fun and frivolity, including the aforementioned Jeremy Bloom. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Differing opinions being expressed about a top administration official's very brief visit to an NFL game on Sunday. Here's the story from correspondent Sharon Reed.
President Trump is tweeting this morning about his vice president walking out of the Colts 49ers game in Indianapolis yesterday when about 20 San Francisco players knelt during the national anthem. He writes, Pence is, quote, receiving great praise for leaving the game after the players showed such disrespect for country. Critics are calling the vice president's move a stunt that cost taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars.
Meanwhile, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is calling Dallas players to attention. After the Cowboys lost to the Packers last night, Jones said any Dallas player who does not stand for the national anthem will not play. All of the Dallas players stood for the anthem before last night's game. This is USA Radio News.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales?
Using new moisturizer?
Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too?
Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10-14-17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
A Republican senator and President Trump continue their feud as Republican Senator Bob Corker says the president's threats against other nations could pave a path to World War III. Trump then tweets yesterday that Corker didn't have the guts to run for re-election. Corker shooting back with a tweet saying the White House has become an adult daycare center. Corker later accusing the president of treating the job like a reality TV show. Movie executive Harvey Weinstein's out of his own company, as we hear from Scott Pringle.
His films include The King's Speech and Silver Linings Playbook. Harvey Weinstein got the boot from the company that he founded in 2005. The movie executive was first suspended by Weinstein Company following accusations of sexual harassment, but the company's board of directors made the decision to fire the Hollywood bigwig yesterday. The New York Times late last week laid out decades of sexual harassment allegation cases and a handful of settlements.
You can find us online at usaradio.com.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
It's Columbus Day, a holiday for some, and a very special day for Italian Americans. In New York City, a huge parade will be held. 35,000 people will be there just to march in it. But an anarchist group is calling on leftist organizations to mark Columbus Day by, quote, decorating their neighborhoods to stand with indigenous people. Here's Mark Mayfield to explain.
The New York-based Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement put out a press release for Deface Columbus Day, asking groups to put up murals and banners on the day traditionally honoring the 15th century Italian navigator. Describing the holiday as vile, the group wants to make it unequivocally clear that revolutionaries will always stand with the indigenous.
What's left of what was once Hurricane Nate is now soaking Appalachia and the Middle Atlantic states. The Tropical Depression moving fast over Tennessee and Kentucky, now bringing rain as well into West Virginia and much of Maryland. Flash flood watches and warnings, though, are still in effect for parts of North Carolina and Virginia as well, as Nate will continue moving toward the northeast, eventually dissipating altogether over New York and New England. And gasoline prices are down from a week ago as the week begins. AAA saying the national average is $2.49 for a gallon of regular. But drivers should brace for the trend to briefly turn the other way, at least for a few days, because Hurricane Nate forced hundreds of offshore oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico to shut down. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Attack Hour 2. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Jeremy Bloom at 20 after the hour. We'll be talking to him about some fun. He's an amazing story. He really is, and what he was able to accomplish in his career and continues to accomplish. So that'll be fun. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And if Twitter is more your thing, which for many of you it is. And again, we'll crank it up with some football to start out with, because there's a story out of Miami, which is just astounding. These guys just never, ever, ever learn. And we'll be talking about that. Also, storylines which really lead with injury as far as National Football League goes, because there's starting to be some separation now between the really good teams and the really bad teams. And there's a lot of really bad teams in the National Football League. There's some pretty good ones, too. The injuries are starting to take their toll on a number of teams, with a number of broken legs, number of broken ankles. I mean, just stuff was just off the hook bad yesterday with the injuries, and we'll get into all of that. You know how to get us. Android, Apple, iPhones. No, whole nine. It's there for you. You got the device, you'll be able to find us. It's iHeart, it's Stitcher, it's TuneIn. Check it out. You can go to our website, click on Listen Live. We're right there. And it's fun. See all the interviews, all the archive stuff, everything out there. It's a beautiful thing. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Anywhere around the world where you're listening right now, we love you guys and girls. Getting it done. Army Navy's right around the corner, which will be fun in itself. Philly this year. You know, these guys and girls, they run towards it while we run away from it. So thank them. You see one, thank them. Make sure. Fun, frivolity, here in the Sports Attack. I'm Black, you're not.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Well, yeah, baby. Welcome back to the massage. Yeah, the massage known as the sports attack. You want your sports massaged gently into your Monday morning. You want your, okay. We're here for you. Yeah, slowly, delicately, or firm and rough, you know. It's welcome. And we got Jeremy Bloom. That'll be fun. 20 after the hour. And plenty to talk about here. And we left off with baseball and Joe Girardi, but we will go to football right now. As for whatever reason, and you talk about wanting it rough and stupid. Well, massage this into your brain. In this day and age, there are still people willing to put their life and their career on the line by doing blow. Jeez. You can't be any stupider than this. Chris Forster, and you know, nothing's confirmed, but give me a break. He does a video hundreds or better to snort the powdery substance off a table while speaking into the camera saying, "Hey, I miss you, thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?" Hey. He's been an assistant coach with 8 teams, starting with the Minnesota Vikings in 92. He's 56 years old. Look, I ain't no saint, but I had the brains to say, you know, when I'm 56, I don't think I should be doing cocaine. He's making between 2.5 and 3 million a year. Well, that's about to come to a screeching halt. Hope he saved his money, because he's going to be gone. Dumb. Seriously dumb. He'll be gone by this afternoon. They're going to bring him in. They're going to say what's what, because there's no testing on coaches. At least not any that I'm aware of. Maybe they should start putting that into contracts. I mean, good Lord. Maybe that's how he keeps that manly physique. I don't get it. And why would you film it? I mean, that's just so freaking stupid. You know, and in watching the video, you know, and is it, I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's just snorting blow off a table. What an idiot. And I don't want to hear that I'm sick, I have an addiction. You're 56 years old. Grow the hell up. He looks tweaked out of his mind. And he filmed it. He filmed it. For real? I'm proud of it. Does 3 lines off the table. Nice. Ain't enough O's and stupid. And he does the gum numb. on top of it. Smooth. Oh, man. So if you're in the market for a job as an offensive line coach and you think you're good and you don't snort blow, apply here, Miami Dolphins. Click jobs and they will check you out right away. We're going to check out right now. When we come back, Jeremy Bloom, right after this short time out on Black or Not.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Jeremy Bloom here in just a minute or two, as usual with the PR firms they're running behind, but that's not out of the ordinary. We'll get them back on track. And, you know, look, when you're in the NFL and yet another black eye for the National Football League, you just can't make this stuff up. You're 56 freaking years old. Grow up. For real. Grow up. I don't get. You know, look, I understand narcotics addiction. It's an illness. I did my share of Peruvian marching powder when I was younger, but I got to tell you, you're making almost $3 million a year. I mean, stop. Seriously, stop. I don't get it. While sending a message to his honey. We'll find out whether or not that's his wife. I have no idea if he's married, you know. I guess we'll find out. To the games. Do we ever get to the games anymore? I don't know. I'm having the worst year picking that I've ever had. Truthfully, I am. We'll start up north. Bengals and the Bills. Bengals now 2-3. Bills 3-2. Still in control of their own destiny. Nah, they're tied with the Patriots now. So, yeah. But Tyrod Taylor, again, he can't throw. Well, he throws the ball down the field, but he completes everything short. Andy Dalton, since they made the move, looks like he's got his mojo back, although he did throw two picks yesterday. What's concerning for Cincinnati, and they let their two big-time blockers go, Whitworth, and to move in their draft picks, Ogbuchi and Fisher. And that's always the way Cincinnati's done it. And you can't argue with them because they do expect their draft picks to come in and perform. But they lost two Pro Bowlers. And the guys that they have now replaced them with are not Pro Bowlers. Not yet. Maybe they will be. Now, you know I love to knock Cincinnati, but the reality is that when it comes to their offensive lines, they're actually quite good at replenishing. They've always been good at it. I mean, to me, they had the best tackle in the history of football in Anthony Munoz, but with that being said, their offensive line has always been first rate, and they've always approached it in the same way. When they draft guys, they expect them to play, and they're going to play them no matter what. This group, however, at least the early results, not so bueno. And Dalton's been running for his life. They can't run. And they're arguably three deep at running back. Coach is in limbo. We'll see. But they did win 20-16. And for the Bills, you know what the liabilities are. It starts at quarterback and works its way out. They're going to have to replace him next year. There'll be guys on the market. You know, you'll see some young guys that haven't been given the opportunity thus far in the NFL, and they may bring in some of those. You may see Peterman. You may see Nate Peterman before too long. Well, it's hard to justify pulling your quarterback when you're 3-2, but Tyrod Taylor isn't the answer. He's the question. No question about this. Jeremy Bloom joining us now on the attack. And, Jeremy, nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning.
Hi there. We love those PR firms, baby. Try to keep you on track.
Absolutely.
Born and raised in Loveland, Colorado, correct?
You broke up there for a second. What'd you say?
I said you were born and raised in Loveland, Colorado, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And your dad was in the medical profession, correct?
Yeah, he's a psychologist.
Okay. You didn't happen to cross paths with a Dr. Sheets at some point, did you?
Dr. She?
Sheets.
No.
Is it Bed Sheets? Okay, I'm just curious, because my best friend, one of my best friends, lives in Loveland, Colorado.
Oh,
and
no
his
way.
Dad, yeah, and his dad was in the medical profession as well. I just thought perhaps you would cross paths at one point or another. But
I would imagine my dad knows him then, because, you know, Loveland, Colorado is a pretty small town.
Yeah, no, absolutely. My buddy Greg has been living there forever, and you know, just curious.
Yeah.
You are so accomplished in so many fields, and Adventure Capitalists is such an intriguing show in so many ways, because it's risk reward. You've always been about risk reward. Talk to us about it a little bit.
Yeah, well, Adventure Capitalist is it just really blends a lot of things that I love in life. You know, the first thing it blends is, you know, growing up in Colorado, I was just outside. I mean, as a family, my mom and dad, you know, the only time we were watching the TV, we were watching the Denver Broncos or the Olympics. Outside of that, we were skiing, biking, camping. You know, we were out in nature. And Adventure Capitalist, it's like Shark Tank for the outdoors. So we get [S2] Right. [S1] To go to some of the most adventurous places in the world. And we meet entrepreneurs who are creating devices and products that are meant to amplify all of our experiences outside. And then we get to test those products in the environment they were built for. And sometimes it doesn't always go smoothly. Sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes the products break. Sometimes they overpromise and underdeliver. Sometimes that's the opposite. And then after after we get a chance to test the product, then we figure out if this is an entrepreneur and a product we want to invest in. So we have a kind of a makeshift boardroom on the top of a mountain in Yosemite, for example.
Right,
and
right.
Try to put together a deal.
So it's Shark Tank with really interesting people as opposed – well, no, I'm not going to go down that road. I love the people you have on there. I mean, I've had the opportunity to interview Dahani Jones before. I've interviewed Sean Johnson before. But I look at the list of the guest investors and guys like Bodie Miller and Vernon Davis, Tony Gonzalez. This is really cool stuff. I mean, it's the best of both worlds. How are you enjoying the experience so far?
You know, I've done quite a bit of TV in my life, and I've never done a show that's even close to as fun as this show is. The guest judges that we had on this year, as you mentioned, were phenomenal. You know, Bodie's a really sharp guy. Being a member of the USKI team for so long, Bodie and I have known each other forever. But it was fun to see him in a business setting because he is a non-conventional skier and he's a non-conventional business person. So the things that he would ask and the way that he would look at things is actually really interesting. And then obviously he's so athletic. Once you put him on the product, you're like, wow, this kid is incredible. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, really, this is our own capital. So we're looking to make money. So we want to find real entrepreneurs,
right,
real products, because we understand that venture capital is the most risky investments that you can possibly make as an investor. So we need to find returns.
Well, you know, I'm looking at some of the areas where you guys have explored or are getting ready to explore. I mean, everything's in the books. But streets in Miami. So you go down to downtown Miami, and you're looking at three-wheel scooters and a smart gauge that can improve driving performances. And then you jump to the ocean. You're on the Florida coast. You're talking about goggles. You're talking about it. Have you found the variety of products to be the most intriguing aspect about this, or how they're going to be used in a particular community that they're being designed for?
Sure. We wanted to test all different types of outdoor products, so we had to find different different environments to test all of them. So we went to northern Canada for the snow episode and tested all the cold weather products. You mentioned the warm weather products, but you know, some of the things that we tested was a Tesla battery-powered mountain bike that goes from 0 to 50 in like 3 seconds. I mean, the thing is,
nice.
Is insane, designed by a guy that works at NASA. A chemical that eliminates fog. I mean, think about the usability for that. I mean, diving and skiing and anywhere that you see fog, I mean, completely eliminates it.
Right, right.
For deep sea fishing, we tested this product called Zombait that brings bait back to life. You know, one of the big problems with deep sea fishing is keeping your bait alive, because big fish want to eat other fish that are alive. So you put this product in a big fish, and it swims like it's alive, and it actually helps you, you know, catch more fish. So I think, you know, for me, the most fun part of this was meeting the entrepreneurs and testing out their products.
Have you found that, I mean, obviously they're going in there to pitch something. How hard has it been to turn people away who are looking for the capital, but you guys just don't buy into the product?
You know, I think it's always difficult to say no, but I think you become desensitized to it. I'm a CEO and an entrepreneur. I started a company called Integrate. We're a marketing software company, and I've now raised 4 rounds of capital and in total $42 million. But I'll tell you that for every yes that I got 150 to 200 no's.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of become desensitized as an operator, and also on the other side of the table, as an investor, to say, hey, we're in the business of saying no. So if you get a maybe, like, congratulations. that's just the reality of raising capital.
Yeah, no question about it. And thus far, with the people you have decided to invest in, how's it going so far?
You know, it's always too early to tell, right? Because we wrapped filming a couple months ago. The investments have closed, but you know, you're only a month into those investments, and you know, typically you think of this capital as you're not going to see a return for 5 to 10 years.
No, I understand that, but I mean, I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, some people are better salesmen than others. Let's put it that way. But then when you look at the dynamic of the company, or you look at the work ethic of the person that pitched it, are you finding a little buyer's remorse, or is it pretty much, let's give it a little bit more time?
Well, no, not really, because, you know, what we get to do after the episode is we get to do our own due diligence, right? Because, you know, on air, we only get to meet the entrepreneur for, an hour and test the product for an hour, and then we have to make a decision if we want to invest or not. And then after that, we get to do a due diligence process. We get to go in and meet the executive team. We get to go look at the audited financials. And, yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll look at a deal, and they overpromised a little bit, and things didn't line up the way that they should have. So you ultimately pass on that deal. You know, that happens. So the ones that you actually do, that do close, you know, post a show, you feel pretty good about.
Jeremy Bloom on the attack here. We got you for another 90 seconds or so, so I want to keep you on track. Two things. You mentioned your company, Integrate, and also, which in looking at the bio and the press release and everything, Wish of a Lifetime, which is... A lot of times it's geared towards kids and people with particular ailments or whatever, but Wish of a Lifetime is granting lifelong wishes to seniors. How'd you come up with the idea about that, and talk to us a little bit about that before we let you roll?
Sure. I came up with the idea. I'm an Olympic, 2-time Olympic skier, and I grew up in Colorado, and my grandfather was my first ski instructor, and he flew 17 missions over Berlin in World War II. He taught me to ski by throwing little miniature-sized candy bars down the mountain. And he was just the coolest guy you could ever think about meeting. And so I always had a special relationship with him. And through my travels with the United States Ski Team to go into all these different countries, I noticed that other cultures treated the oldest people in their society differently than how we treat our elderly here in the United States. And I was always gravitate towards those moments of respect in other societies. And so I knew that if I was able to build a platform for myself through athletics, I wanted to start something for seniors. So Wish of a Lifetime, we get to grant lifelong wishes to some of the most incredible people in our country. And we're almost 10 years old. We're granting over one wish per day. And it's an incredibly meaningful venture in my life, and has touched so many people around the world now in a cause that has become so much bigger than myself.
Well, I'm getting old, so you're probably going to hear from me. I think that's a wonderful thing that you're doing. I truly do. Social media, Times, channels, all that kind of good stuff. CNBC, obviously, but before we let you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So Adventure Capitalist debuts on Tuesday, CNBC at 10 o'clock Eastern. and adventurecapitalist.com. And wishofalifetime.org if you want to go take a look at some of the wishes or if you want to nominate somebody special in your life.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate the couple minutes. Get back on schedule. We'll talk to you down the line. Jeremy Bloom here in the attack. And good stuff. You know, check out his stuff. I mean, this guy, he's got it together. He truly does. It's Tapping the Brakes. When we come back, more here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Back with the attack, Bob Black. About an hour, and I'll tell you, you wouldn't miss a beat. He could go on and on and on. The guy's he's literally one of the closest things we talked about with Dahani Jones. He's literally one of the closest things to a Renaissance man that you ever want to see. I mean, he truly is. He's just an outstanding guy. And you heard from the, you know, he cares. He's a guy that gives a damn. And that makes a difference too. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Back to the National Football League. Just took care of the Browns. Like I said, I'm sacrificing a win every single week because of the fact that, well, you know, I need to. Jets took care of the business pretty good game. But Kevin Hogan getting the majority of the time. Josh McCown winning for the first time in Cleveland. Cleveland's in a weird place. Their head coach, Hugh Jackson, is 1-20 in his career with the Browns. That will make it very difficult to justify holding on to him. However, the team isn't quitting. The team's as messed up a team that it could possibly be. The Jets were up 17-7. They're going to criticize Hugh Jackson for going for it on fourth down. It could have tied the game. But Zane Gonzalez missed two attempts in the first half. He went for it on fourth down. I don't blame him. Isaiah Crowell got stopped. And McCown moved the team down the field, and that was it. You know. Kevin Hogan played well. DeShone Kizer didn't. You know, He said, look, you know, we're trying to win every game. But they're also trying to find out about Kizer. You know. And right now, Hogan is better than Kizer. Hogan's not a starting quarterback. And oh, by the way, Myles Garrett got a sack on his first snap. He had two sacks yesterday. I mean, they could have won the game, and they should have won the game. When you look at the mistakes, and this is youth. You know, this is just youth being what it is. Crowell fumbled a pitch inside the New York 10. Gonzalez missed two field goals. And Kizer threw an interception on the goal line. You win the game. Browns are at Houston. Kizer will be back in there. They've got to find out. But, theoretically, Cleveland could go winless this year. The Indianapolis game was winnable. And when you look at how they've played, I mean, the Baltimore game, they got it taken to them. But the Steelers were 21-18, and they had a chance to win that game. Colts were 31-28. They had a chance to win that game. They got smoked by the Bengals, and they should have beaten the Jets. Now they got the Texans, Tennessee, Minnesota, Detroit, Jags, Bengals, Chargers, Packers, Bears, Steelers, Ravens. It doesn't look good. They're bad. Now it's going to get better defensively for them. Myles Garrett will make them better. And if yesterday's pass rush was any indication. But they lost that game yesterday on turnovers. Draft pick all over again. At which point they'll have to go for a quarterback. And I feel bad for DeShone because he's not in a good spot. It's a bad team. Young quarterback, bad team. The results are not surprising. The question is whether or not Hugh Jackson gets to coach them going forward. Boy, knowing Haslam, a change probably going to get made, but I'll tell you what, I do feel bad for Hugh Jackson because he deserves better than this. Truly does. I'll be curious to see how it plays out, whether or not they give him one more year. But they were expecting wins this year. They're seeing improvement. It's just not in the win column, and ultimately this go into play? Cam Newton not distracted too much, although he did feel the urge to talk about it yet again, and beat Detroit 27-24 in Michigan. They can't run the ball, Detroit. Stafford was good, but you're seeing what's what. Lions are 3-2, Panthers are 4-1. McCaffrey's still not running the football, but he's 100% healthy, and that's all the difference. I mean, nobody's questioning his physical ability. There's between the years. Colts took care of their business, 26-23. They are now 2-3, amazingly enough. Niners might go without a win as well. We'll see. Brissett was pretty good, threw for a lot of yardage, no touchdowns. What the difference here was Frank Gore, Marlon Mack running the football and Brissett being mobile. They ran on the 49ers. 49ers can't stop anybody. And at least they were coached correctly as far as their game plan and approaching. Playoffs. But you want to see progress. Niners are in for a rough ride this year. Get their quarterback and they'll be in business too. Dolphins 16-10. Go out there and block them boys. 16-10 over the Titans. Matt Castle does exactly what you expect. 21-32. 4.4 yards per effort. One touchdown, no interceptions. Jay Cutler, 92 whole yards. I don't know what's going on there, but it ain't working. They're 2-2, but they can't move the ball down the field and damn near lost the game. 10 first quarter points, which had the crowd in a frenzy after what they've done. And then nothing again until the end of the game. What are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? Put Matt Moore in there? No. No. Not going to happen. And Gase backed his quarterback up. He said, hey, we're not blocking. We're not catching the ball. We're not doing anything right. So, you know, don't put it all on Cutler. But they are because he's the quarterback. Weird year in football, baby. Giants are done. People in the stands got hurt. Chargers finally win a game. Anthony Lynn's a happy camper. Eli Manning, Ben McAdoo, not so much. I mean, wasn't Eric Flowers' fault yesterday, but sack, forced fumble, recovery at the Giant 11. Four Giant receivers got knocked out of the game. Eli didn't have a good game, but, you know, let's put it this way. When you have nobody to throw to and nobody protecting you, you got big problems. They got a semblance of a running game yesterday, but they didn't have any choice. I mean, everybody got hurt. They had Vereen lined up in the slot. They had And Evan Engram had everybody covering him. The coach was covering him. People flew in from San Diego to cover him. Giants are done at 0-5. They're trying to figure out what the hell happened. They're going to have to make a hard call on Jerry Reese at the end of the year, who was a genius last year for all the free agent signings and is a moron this year for not getting a running game and people to protect. They're not going to fire McAdoo. I don't see it. Giants don't knee-jerk on coaches. Eagles, I finally got one right. They're in overdrive right now. They're a damn good football team. Wentz and Blunt are getting it done. The coach is solid. What the hell is going on in Pittsburgh? Leonard Fournette feeling his oats. 181 yards on 28 carries, which enabled him to protect 8 for 14, 95-yard Blake Bortles. Ben Roethlisberger threw the ball 55 times. Le'Veon Bell did not run the football. I mean, what the hell? Come on, Pittsburgh. Don't let me down. Window's closing, man. Carr is hurt, doesn't play. Ravens win. I wouldn't have picked them. They don't have a backup. Again, another team can't score points. They're 3-2, but they can't score. Pat goes in, beats Dallas. Dallas way overrated. They're 2-3. They ain't going to anybody's Super Bowl. And the Chiefs beating the Texans. Texans did a nice job. I mean, you know, again, they were trading points for yardage, but Deshaun Watson, they got their quarterback. However, J.J. Watt hurt. Defense let down. And, God, I hate to say this because I just don't buy into Andy Reid, but he's turned into an offensive genius. And I know that was his rep. But they are wide open. They're reverses. They're down the field. They be, you know, people are all over the place. He's using his weapons. I mean, Tariq Hill was off the hook. Kareem Hunt, again, over 100 yards. Alex Smith is the MVP of the league right now. Great stuff. Kansas City's best team in football right now. Boy, that's hard for me to say. Best team in football. Let's tap out. We'll wrap it up right after this short timeout. I am black. You are not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Yeah, you're back with the attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Thanks to Jeremy Bloom for coming on board. I'm looking at this game tonight as the Mitchell Trubisky era begins in Chicago. They had 11 days in between games, and why not? Glennon gets screwed, but he'll be starting somewhere in the NFL next year. He will. There's a bunch. If you're a quarterback away, they're going to bring him in, I'm telling you, and let him compete for the job. Trubisky will win tonight. There's a number of reasons why. First of all, they're at home. Bradford's not going to play again. Dalvin Cook's out for the year, so Latavius Murray will come in. He's coming in off ankle surgery. He's not 100%. Danny Trevathan's down with the one-game suspension. It's they got a bunch of ugly here. It's perfect timing on this. John Fox will be a genius for a week till the kid goes through growing pains, and then they'll move on. But he's going to play, and it's his time. So we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity somewhere down the line here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.